They're called anaerobic digesters, composting units that take biomaterial like food waste and turn it into energy, compost, and locally grown food. Blake Sturkey is with Turning Earth LLC. He's working on plans to build a $20 million AD unit in Southington, which he says will take waste from places like restaurants and supermarkets and create enough energy to power nearly 1,000 homes. Sturkey says his company chose Southington because the town wants to increase their usage of renewable energy, and they're also located in the heart of the state's deepest waste shed.
Greater Hartford ends up being the most densely populated, and therefore there's the greatest amount of waste, and specifically food waste, which we're most focused on, in that waste shed.
Brian Paganini is with Quantum Biopower, and they're also eyeing that waste shed. He's working on an $11 million plan to bring an AD unit to a five-acre plot in Southington.
You know, the state of Connecticut has laid out some very fervent guidelines and some goals, frankly, around organics diversion, making sure that food waste doesn't end up in landfills. Because if you think about it, the trash that goes out to the corner of our driveway on a regular basis, 30% of that is composed of food waste.
Both companies will present their proposals to Southington officials this month. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.